to a good, funny name of a show that we're doing instead. The fear of welcome to Fear of Abandonment. Hello, I'm your host, Spencer Crittenden, joined by your co-host, Jeff Davis. The camera's not moving to Jeff Davis. Kevin, our producer's here. Yes. Kevin, why is the camera not moving to Jeff Davis?
Unfortunately, we've had trouble locating.
Of course he's here.
I've agreed got some to bad come news for you, Spencer. Time. Yes, we did.
Is his camera not working?
Possibly. That's possibly why he's not here tonight.
Well, I don't know. So you just said a lot. So he's here tonight. Jeff's here tonight. This is That Happens. This is the show with me and Jeff. He's here tonight, right?
Yes. Yes. Interesting. Maybe.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm intrigued by this.
All attempts to locate Jeff have been unsuccessful. So the decision was made to just get the show going.
And that, Kevin, is The Prestige. This is a podcast. We're doing entertainment for the people. I knew that the whole time. I knew Jeff wasn't here. Okay, so let's break down. Let's break down for the listeners what happened. Okay, Sunday. Wake up. Great day. Did I go for a run on Sunday? I don't know if I did. Not run. Run's an overestimation. You exercise, Kevin?
Not as much as I should. Occasionally, yes.
Okay. What do you do?
Walks to jogs.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, that's what I do. I go for a run. I don't go for a run. I go for a walk. Very rarely, I might try and jog. But yeah, so that no way. I gotta get into weightlifting though. You ever join a gym?
No, I mean I have some home gear that I never use, sort of follow the
stereotype. Okay, what do you got?
I mean, I've got the whole Bowflex. I've got a weight set. I've got an elliptical. I've got a running machine. Most of which
Rams
I
has
have
a home honestly. Gym. What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, and right. You have a house. It's funny, you know, like I have one room of a two bedroom. So it's funny, like having like an entire house full of equipment. That would be nice. I think about getting a, when I think about luxury, I think about an apartment where it has like a room where the room is mostly just about having a Peloton in it. And maybe it has a couple other things, okay. But it's not like a main purpose is for something else. And there's just a Peloton in this room. You know, that's my dream of luxury.
Yeah. You know what See, what's about? Weird about me was when I lived in an apartment building that had like a shared gym with like 100 other people, I would go in there and fight over other people being able to use it. And then I moved into a house that had my own gym and my own equipment, and I never touch it.
That's competition. That's just, you know, more proof that capitalism is a just and ethical system that we should continue to uphold. Anyway, I was telling a story. So I had my great run. I was going on this great Sunday run, Kevin. Just so good. Oh boy, so fast. No, I don't know. It was a normal Sunday until less than an hour before showtime, right? Less than an hour? An hour?
Yeah, let's say an hour.
About an hour. Jeff texts us, oh, can't make the show tonight. And so, you know, my head explodes. Oh, you know, it's hard. Because what you want to do is we want to maintain a balance of kind of sympathy and sensitivity with the business mindedness of actually making forward momentum on trying to work together on a ongoing collaboration that, you know, we do. But what ended up happening was not that. No, he canceled. What I was trying to say is you want to like be nice about it, but like it's kind of like, what the fuck? It's less than an hour and you're canceling. What's going on? What the hell is going on? Is someone dead? Are you okay? Are you, you know, do you need help? Like, so you want to go like, what's happening? Why is this? Why are you doing this to me? And at the same time, you want to go, are you okay? Can I help you? You know, but what ended up coming out of me was mostly just the what are we going to do? What the fuck? what are we got to do a show. We got to have, we do a podcast. It comes out very week. So I was not as sensitive as I wanted. According to him, you know, we're recording this without understanding the full situation. He said, nothing is wrong. Everything's fine. I'm okay. I just, you know, don't think the show would be that good. Great. You know, whatever. Would love to have the 2 hours would be a great time to send the text like that. I'd love it. You know, maybe we call some, maybe we don't. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to the Spirit Halloween and pick out a costume and we, you know, have a fun time. I don't know. But, you know, but less than an hour, not great. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, can we re-record? Can we record a makeup episode, you know? And he says, yeah, but I'm out of town for the next 2 days. Which is, again, like, what is it? Are you out of town now? You were planning on going out of town, and then so you can't do the show? Like, you were like, oh, maybe I should pack before I go out of town. You know, like, was this, I don't know, like, am I having a bad day? So I'm just going to go and, you know, have a spa weekend with myself. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I also don't really want to pry. And I'm like, I mean, are you good? You know, I'm being very vague about it, but I really want to know, like, I want to know what's going on. And I'm a, you know, Kevin knows this. I'm a notorious gossip monger. So I just want the dirt for myself. But also, you know, we're dealing with a fucking, we're trying to make a nice podcast for the people. And so he's out of town. I'm like, okay, you'll be back. When will you be back? Wednesday. I'm like, okay, can we do a Wednesday? And he's like, yeah, but it's gotta be late Wednesday. So that's which this whole thing has been kind of weird, but, I don't know. The specificity of, oh, it has to be really late on Wednesday just struck me as so, like, why is this a concern? What is going through your mind? Again, like, I don't know. I think, you know, generously, he's probably coming back from his out of town and he's not going to be back and settled until later. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so he texts us. Okay. So I'm like, what about 8 o'clock? Is 8 o'clock good? Earlier? Later? Is your mom dead? You know, and you just haven't brought it up yet? Like, what? What's happening? And, you know, he's like, 8 o'clock's fine. Okay, great. Text this morning. I'm back home. We can record the show today. Also, you know, I'm home, so we could do it way earlier. Great. Okay, great. Great. You know, I'm like, I'm free. Kevin, you free? Kevin's like, I'm working, you know, give me a couple hours, whatever. And then just like, great. Just make sure to give me an hour warning. It's like, oh, that would be so courteous. And so, like, that would be only sporting of us to give you an hour warning, Jeff. Wouldn't that be so, I mean, that's just human decency. You don't even have to say this to, I mean, we know how important 1 hour is for a warning. Of course, it goes without saying. But so Kevin gets home. Kevin's like, I could do it. We, whatever, you know, let's, what's up? How you guys doing? I'm like, okay, this is the 1 hour warning. Okay, let's do it in an hour, Jeff. Jeff? Jeff? Jeff's not answering the text messages. It's been 40 minutes, been an hour, no text. I think we're going to have to call Jeff. Call Jeff, no answer. Ugh. It's Wednesday night. The show comes out Thursday morning. We're running out of options. I don't know, this is where my story ends, because I think Kevin swoops in with the idea. I don't know who came up with the idea. Let's just fucking do this. I don't know. But and so here we are. How's it going, Kevin? How'd you like that story?
That was good. That was pretty dripping. I felt involved. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how are you doing? What's the chat saying? What are you working on over there?
So looking at the chat, a lot of hypothesis that this is going to be the last episode of our podcast.
Could be.
But yeah, no, concern about Jeff is going on in the chat right now. If you're listening to this live, join our Discord. It's on shrobhomevideo.com. At the bottom of it, just click on the Discord thing and you'll join and ask us some questions.
Okay, so we're trying to fill time, so let's just get into this. This show is a podcast, but it also comes out on shrobhomevideo.com, which Kevin converted from Harmontown for Shrob. And so Shrob Home Video usually plays Harmontown episodes, right? Video episodes.
Yep, just back to back 24/7 Harmontown episodes until Sundays kick around, and then we do a bunch of fun stuff.
Right. And then we do a bunch of fun stuff because Kevin has created this block of programming on a Sunday. My roommate, Callie, she does a show. What's it called? The Callie Kazoo Show. And yes. We do a show. That's what this exists on. So you can watch it as a video. Oh, my God. TropHopeVideo.com. And when it's happening, you can go into the chat room. There's this thing called Discord. I don't know if you know what Discord is, but it's basically chat room. You know, it's really cool. It's pretty easy to use. But if you go to TropHopeVideo.com and click on like the Discord link, like at the bottom, it'll basically whisk you into the chat room and you could be watching this. That's what's happening, you guys. And that you could be watching us fill time right now because we have to do something so the listeners don't riot, you know. But I don't know. So here's what we're gonna do, Kevin. What sodas do you have? Listeners, not listeners, if you're in the Discord, ask us questions. And then what sodas do you have?
Okay, I have apple pie, peaches and cream, cucumber, peanut butter and jelly, strawberries and cream, sweet corn, cherries and cream, and birthday cake.
All right, grab one of those. Whatever, just any of them.
I'm grabbing sweet corn because that one is so intriguing to me. It's going to probably just taste like sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a sweet corn.
What do you guess?
I'll grab a sweet corn.
Okay.
What do I guess?
Some of the people in Discord are suggesting that possibly MeUndies has killed Jeff.
No, MeUndies hasn't killed Jeff. They wouldn't bother with the text messages. That would be crazy. MeUndies could have killed Jeff's secret wife. That's completely plausible. That would actually perfectly explain everything that's happening, actually. That's happening. Drink, Kevin. That's time to drink. We got the sweet corn. You want to drink it? This is by Lester's Fixin.
Yeah, this smells so much like corn. I thought it was just going to be like sugar, corn. But it smells like a corn on the cob.
And it smells wrong, like corn, but it smells wrong. It smells wrong that it smells like corn. Liquid shouldn't smell like corn.
Right. It smells like the juice after boiling ears of corn. You know, like the water from the pot.
And it smells non-sweet. I don't know what sweet really smells like, but it smells non-sweet. It smells like unsweet corn to me, even though it's called sweet corn. All right, let's hit it. You wanna go first? Well, actually, you go first and then talk us through it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have a sip. Oh wow, that honestly, the first notes are, it's just like literally like if you took some of the drippings from an ear of corn and sucked it down. It's not sweet. It's carbonated. The carbonation's surprising, but if you had just told me this was like you took an ear of corn and just squeezed it into a cup, this is what it would taste like. It's not good, but it's shocking how accurate it is.
Yeah, if you could like wring out creamed corn into like just the juice, like took out all the everything that makes it not clear, because this is clear. I think it's very much like that. It is, it has sweetness in it, but it's not like a corn pudding or anything. It's just like they liquefied corn and then added some sugar. Like it's not super sweet, and it doesn't taste like sweet corn. It tastes like corn and then sugar, like afterwards. Yes. Yeah. All right. Let's get some questions.
It's not unpleasant. Yeah.
No, it's not unpleasant. I wanted to say that. Yeah. I was going to say that, like, I hate it and I like it. Like, I really like it, but I don't want to drink anymore. But, like, because I love corn, and, like, having a nice sweet corn, you know, is like, that's a great flavor. I don't know. Maybe humans, like, love corn or something. Like, there's something inherent that's like, oh, give us that corn. It's full of high fructose corn syrup or something. But it's good, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to have more.
You say that I should have another. I'm gonna have another sip too. Right? It's trawling to me.
It's so weird. The head of the flavor is gross. Mm-hmm. It really, the first tinkles you get are like, ugh, this is horrifying. And then it starts to calm you down. But you have this, like, your hackles are raised, and that's not where you want to be when you're tasting a flavor. You know, you don't want to be on the defense.
Right.
Anyway, let's see. What do we got for questions? What
someone kind of like should we riot
with? Oh, go for it.
You know, I'm sure you've seen the Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew cans coming out.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's good. I'm glad I put my eggs into birthday cake basket as opposed to, like, if I had the choice, if I got one and then I ran out of the other, I'd rather have it break that way. But I would try it. They're sold out. I couldn't get any. I don't think it's good. Flamin' Hot is not much of a flavor. It's like there's maybe a little bit of like vinegar, kind of like acid to it, but it's basically just spice. You know, it's not like you wouldn't even call it like lime flavored or anything. It's so I can't. I mean, maybe it just tastes like spicy Mountain Dew. I can't really imagine any like stronger take than that. But
right.
Yeah,
I have a couple cans coming. I didn't want to scare Jeff off, but maybe I did. So I do have a few Jeff cans
should,
coming.
I really don't know if Jeff should try that. That's
basically,
I mean, we may have killed Jeff.
That's another possibility. He might be dead. He might have died. Like we got him hooked on Mango Pepsi after a lifetime of, you know, not drinking soda. You know, he just comes, he strolls into the podcast one day with a mango, a can of mango. You can't just buy one can. You have to buy like a six pack or something. So like he has like a 24 pack of these mango Pepsi. His system can't handle it. He might just be comatose right now.
He's fallen off the wagon and I feel responsible.
I was thinking, I was like, you know, I wonder if he fell off the wagon. Maybe that's, I don't know. I guess that's the limit of my comfort with speculating about Jeff's. It's like, you know, oh, maybe he's a crack addict. Maybe. I don't know. Do we got any more? We got any more questions? I got this. What's your favorite breed of cat? Do you have a favorite breed of cat, Kevin? I don't have a favorite breed of cat.
No, I've always had like just a giant orange, like kind of like mutt cats that have been great.
Yeah, I got a classic orange cat. Convince us life is worth living. You got anything for that?
Well, because we don't know what comes after life. You know, this might be it. This might be the only thing we have. So right. I think it's kind of like your responsibility to live life to the fullest right now, because this might be all we get. So, you know, go out, do something. Do, you know, if you're not happy with where you're in life, do something bigger, do something grand. Make a change, but don't give up.
That sucks. That fucking sucks. No, I think that's good. The only, like, I think that's right. I guess, like, the limit to that advice is, you know, if existence is so painful that the idea of nothing being, you know, is better than continuing, that's, you know, that becomes a hard sell. But yeah, that's the only thing is, like, you can only ever keep rolling. I don't know. I think D&D has shaped a lot of my thinking in life with probabilities and stuff. But, like, you know, everything we do is just random, but like all you could do is just keep trying. It's like you just keep rolling the dice. It's like it's you know, something bad might happen, but you know, something will keep happening. As long as the only way you can't get anything, you know, new is if you stop living. So that sounded a lot worse. I could be profound sometimes. Today's not a day for me to be profound. But yeah. Got any more questions? You see anything?
Are you working on any new D&D modules?
Yeah, well, not actively, but I want to make a one shot. It's going to be my third module. I want to make a one shot about dinosaurs. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. I don't know. Right now, what I've kind of been thinking about doing is trying to make, and I was thinking maybe do this while Jeff is gone, because Jeff's going on tour, which, you know, isn't this good practice or a good, you know, dry run to see if we should give up before Jeff goes on tour. But yeah, I want to teach people how to play D&D. I want to have like a series of videos. I initially imagined it being a podcast, but I think it works better as videos just because like, why not? But like a video class that teaches you how to play D&D. That's basically just me reading the book to you, because, you know, people are always like, oh, I want to learn how to play D&D. And I'm like, okay, you got to buy this book. You got to read it. And then they're like, it reminds me of, this is stupid, but you know, why not? This is Spencer's episode and Kevin too. There's this like, you know, story where a rich man comes to Jesus and wants to know how he can, you know, go to heaven. And he's, you know, he's like, oh, you got to follow the commandments and honor the God and tithe and everything. And he's like, I do all that. But I want to make sure I get into heaven. And he's like, if you want to make sure get into heaven, you know, sell all your things and come follow me. And the rich man left sad because he knew that he was making a choice. He was putting his values, you know, because he was like, oh, man, I got to do this. This is what I came to Jesus. you know, hoping to answer my question. And I left Jesus realizing that I don't want the thing that I showed up thinking I wanted, you know, because I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. Why did I bring that up? Shit.
I thought Jesus did that. I was going somewhere with that.
The thing is, I haven't even smoked very much today, but I have smoked, and it's just apparently the exact worst amount. Anyway. No, it's easier for, you know, and it becomes like, I think Jesus said, it's like, it's easier for a candle to enter the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's just like the thing that I was talking about earlier, that if I could remember, it would connect in a neat way. You know?
Well, it's a good thing you thought of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. I know what it is. But that's what, when you tell someone that wants to know how to play D&D, how to play it, and you tell them that they got to read the book, that they walk, I see them walk away with that look in their eyes. Because it's on paper, it's not that hard. Read a book, learn how to do it. You know, that's part of how school works, is that you read books and you learn how to do stuff based on what's in the book. You know, it's like you read a science book and it teaches you science and you're like, oh, I took a science test. You know, it's like, as a concept we're familiar with. But when you tell them that's how they play, like that's how you learn to play, they're like, oh, I'm never going to do that. But it's easy, because like I could take out the book, and that's what this is what I want the video to be, is I could take out the book, open it up, and just start reading to you or pointing out, like, okay, this you could skip. This, okay, let's look at this. Okay, Dungeons and Dragons is a game of imagination and shared, you know, like, and I think, you know, if I just did that or summarized, but basically just went through the book, I think people would be like, oh, I think I know how to play, and I know what the book is and what these sections cover. So the parts I don't know, maybe I could go back and brush up on myself. And then you're teaching, you know, that's kind of what I want to do. I don't know if it is actually a functional idea, but the hope is that, you know, I'm convincing you. You watch the video and you're like, oh, I actually can just read the book and learn how to play. So that's what I want to do. And then I want to transition into kind of trying to teach how to dungeon master and talk about DMing and stuff. Like, so, you know, just as a crash course. So when people are like, I don't know, you know, I don't know how to do this, it would work. The question is that a functional method? Can you teach someone to play D&D that way? Who knows? I don't know. Sorry, I'm talking so much.
I would totally watch that. I think you need to have a novice player though with you to be asking stupid questions and you'd be talking to and things like that. If you did in that format, I would be all over watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what that's kind of one of the things I was thinking when we were originally doing Master Manual. That was my initial conceit, but it just wasn't really working. Because my co-host was a pretty beginning D&D player, so it would have been good. There is someone that wants to learn, who's never played before and wants to learn to DM. So I was thinking maybe that could be a good situation. But yeah, I'll figure it out. I also was thinking I could do it in front of, like, do it on Twitch where there's an audience. So if people ask questions, I might be able to like get to those. And then, you know, you rip that to YouTube or something. I don't know. It's just, it's the other thing is that videos like this already exist. Matt Mercer has like basically everything I'm talking about already. That's his version. But, you know, people don't know about that stuff. And I'm not going to tell them to go there when I could instead make my own convoluted video series and tell people to go to that. Why would I? That would be crazy. What else? When did long hair and a beard become your aesthetic? What was your question?
Somebody asked a good one here of what's something I'm 100% sure I know more about and have more experience than you do, and then for you to answer, what advice would you give me about that thing? So I'm almost positive I have more experience being a video game developer than you do. I did that mm-hmm. for almost 10 years for Midway Games and some other companies. But I would love to know what your advice is to a game developer, because I think you have some amazing insight into playability and what makes things fun and entertaining and things like that.
Yeah, I think, I guess, okay, so like, if there's just one thing that I would say, it's like all game, like all mediums are for different things. Like they lend themselves better to different like things like an infomercial is better for selling, I don't know, like cookingware than something, than a religion, I don't know, you know, but like the communications theory holds that different forms of different medias like are more suited for different things. But like video game is about creating emotional states and emotional reactions. It's not, it's like you can tell stories and stories can be part of video games, but like fundamentally you're creating this emotional state that will stick in someone's memory that they can tell someone or they'll think about, and then that feeling will want them to kind of like engage with the game more. So understanding the kind of emotional states that you want to evoke and whether or not the game is actually invoking those emotional states is a really good thing. A lot more big, big time advice. I listen to this podcast called the Drive to Work podcast. It's a Magic the Gathering podcast. So Jeff is texting us. So that's interesting. I want to finish this sentence, but do you want to keep texting him? But Mark Rosewater, he does this podcast. He's the guy who makes Magic the Gathering, one of the best games in all of existence. And he has this podcast that's mostly about Magic, but he has these episodes that are about game design generally, not specifically about game design or Magic design, but game design. And it's amazing. Like anytime I talk to anyone who does anything with games, I say, like, you gotta fucking... I actually think I have like a list of all the links to all the episodes, which anyone who does anything games, you should check these out. They're just so mind blowing and cool. And I think that game design talks about it a lot, but it's, you know, like, I don't think his stuff is super new concepts, but if you don't have formal training or even if you do, I mean, I think it could be really valuable. Okay, so is Jeff, I think we might get Jeff dialing in soon.
Some point, yeah. Maybe,
I didn't play D&D, or I didn't prep for D&D, but maybe he could come in, then we could say hi and play D&D or something. Oh, man.
That'd be great, yeah.
I feel like I've been
talking for half an hour. Yeah, the thing that always bothers me about...
Go ahead.
Yeah, 26 minutes, yeah. No, the thing that about video games that always bothers me, I think, is that, like, to build emotion and storytelling and things like that, it seems to be just this in-your-face exposition of, like, cutscenes that you can't skip and, you know, kind of boring and poorly acted mini-movies to tell the story. And, you know, I think games... It's hard to make an entertaining game that tells a story that doesn't bore you while it's telling the story. You know,
well, an interesting thing about games is the length of a game means that a story that runs the length of a game is such a longer story than any other form of storytelling that exists, basically. I don't know if it's a new frontier, but it's like, it's so far removed. You can't just map like a movie structure. It'll just feel too slow. You have to like build in mini structures into it. But it's like, I think that that's like such a huge challenge, like, because people want to just put a nice story into it and it just doesn't work. You know, it doesn't fit right. Sorry, I feel like I cut you off again.
No, yeah, that's exactly the kind of problem. It's really hard to be able to, you know, tell a story in a meaningful way that doesn't bore the player. It doesn't take away from the action when you're feeling like playing a game, but at the same time makes you invested in what you're doing.
Ludonarrative dissonance. So, Kevin texted, the join link to Jeff, but I guess we didn't actually say what was happening to Jeff. And what Jeff texted back is, can we say 7:30? Which, unfortunately, I don't know if 7:30 works.
That's an hour from now.
Point. Yeah. That's an hour, and we are a half hour. Maybe should we tell him that, like, oh man, we didn't know what to do, so we started recording and we're doing it now. If you want to hop on the call, it's fine. Otherwise, we're probably just going to release this. I don't know. You know, I don't envy the person who has to make that text message, and I'm glad it's not me. But
I will do that while you share some more game theory.
I'm loving this. But, you know, because I think we did we did 30 minutes. I think technically speaking, you know, I think we really blamed Jeff enough for this. So I think, you know, if we release this right now, people will understand that it's not our fault. And that's all I care about. I care about two things. And one is getting the podcast to the ears of the listeners. And the other, oh, God damn, I'm so fucking high. What was the other, Kevin? And the other was to make sure people don't think it's my fault, Kevin. I think we've accomplished both of those tasks. Okay, so Kevin texted, we didn't know what to do, so we're doing this live episode right now of just drinking soda and taking questions. You can hop in whenever you want. I think that's really great. I want to start texting him, but I know the thing is, and I don't want to create an editing job for you because it's the night. We really just want to put this right up. I mean, that's almost an argument to not have Jeff on because that's another audio we're going to have to wrangle, you know? But because again, we could just call it straight now. But I think you did a really good job. I kind of want to participate in this text conversation, but I don't want to just make dead air for the listeners, you know? And again, like it would be nice to just text and then cut it, but you know, that doesn't quite work. Anyway.
Let me see if I can find a good question to answer while you text.
Yeah. I texted Jeff, sorry, man. Let's see. Okay. So I have a website. It's an itch.io website. It's called the sixler.itch.io. It's where I sell my D&D modules. I have two D&D modules. I keep thinking maybe, here's a thought. Like I keep thinking maybe we should play the modules on the podcast because that's D&D. We do that. You know, I don't know. But the thing is, like, it's like, is that free advertising or is that like spoilers? You know, I was like, I'm not going to buy this mod. I already saw these guys play it. I don't know, you know?
I mean, you could have it played maybe an early version of it that's not the final version, and it's missing some of the twists and things like that. But then maybe it's a poor advertisement for it then.
Yeah, but and I did finish it, so I'd have to go back and unfinish it, or I'd have to like obfuscate parts of it. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, so here's another thing. We have an email address. What's our email? thathappenspod@gmail.com, right? Because that's our everything.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So email us at thathappenspod@gmail.com. thathappenspod@gmail.com. Send us emails for stuff you want us to do. If you want to send us something we could watch, you know, we don't do anything on the show. The show isn't anything. So this is an opportunity for you to make the show into the show you've always dreamed of. Oh my God, if you thought that you wanted Jeff to comment on a specific like YouTube video from your childhood, oh my God, we can make that happen. That happens. I'm going to drink this more. It's so gross. It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, we haven't plugged the email very much, but I wish we got more emails. So I check that. So I'll be reading it if you send us emails. And you know, I don't know. And also don't just like say, I was hoping you can help me talk to Scott Aukerman or something, you know, like don't do the stuff like that. Although, you know, that could be fun. Then we can make fun of you on the show. But yeah, what were you saying, Kevin?
I'm going to open up another soda.
Okay.
I'm thinking peaches and cream. Do you have one of those?
No. I drank the peach. No, I broke my peaches and cream. Do you remember when I got the sodas and one of them had broke? Yes. That had broke and Jeff got a peaches and cream.
Okay. But what about strawberries and cream? Do you have that one?
No, I drank all the and creams because they're actually good. But you drink one and I'll just drink a different one.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try peaches and cream then.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert, the peaches and cream, all the creams just kind of taste the same. They just kind of taste like fruit and cream. It's very unoffensive for a soda, you know, very drinkable, very not, you know, not very notable as a result.
Like peaches for sure. It smells like a fresh peach.
Mm-hmm. Peaches featured in Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning, available at KFC. He's taking a drink. What do you think, Kevin?
No, you're right. It's just cream. All I taste is cream. There's no peach. Peach was just a scent.
Yeah, so that's weird. Yeah. The ones I had actually tasted like fruit, so I didn't have that one, so I don't know. What do I got? I'm going to grab this pickle. Nope, cucumber.
Okay. Oh, I have cucumber too.
All right. Let's do it. And then after this, maybe we try and wind down. The thing is, I would like Jeff to come in and just say hi, and then the second he says hi, end the show. But I think that's way too complicated to engineer while we're doing the show, you know? But yeah. Anyway, got this cucumber. Callie would love it. It's a lovely seafoam green. Very aesthetic. And what's it smelling like, Kevin?
Nothing. I don't smell anything.
Wow.
Do you?
So Gatorade has a, yeah, it tastes a very slight hit of sweet cucumber, I would say. Gatorade has a kind of Gatorade called like lime cucumber, cucumber lime. But it's often, and I haven't seen very many flavors of Gatorade like this, but it's often bilingual, where one half of it will say cucumbers, you know, in English, and the other half will be Spanish. But like... when I was first drinking it, I only saw the Spanish side, and I didn't realize that it had different sides. So I just thought it was like Spanish, and it was only in Spanish. And I was like, oh yeah, it's this weird flavor called limon pepino. And they're like, that just says lime cucumber. And I was like, no, it's limon pepino. It's limon pepino. And then they pointed at the other side and it says cucumber lime. I was like, God, I thought I was drinking like this crazy limon pepino stuff. Not that I know what that is, but limon pepino fucking kicks ass. Really refreshing. That's like, it's, you know, no Pedialyte, but it's a good substitute if you don't got Pedialyte. You want to hit this? So this is Lester's, yeah, Fixins, sure, again on the bottle, but on the bottle he has cucumbers in front of his eyes. Isn't that interesting? None of the other logos have that kind of riff kind of concept on it like this one does. What do you think, Kevin?
I mean, it tastes sort of like a soggy cucumber. I actually don't like cucumbers that much, so maybe I'm the wrong person to taste this one, but it just tastes like a soggy cucumber.
Cucumber water is a thing, and it's a thing they probably could have made, but instead they made this, which is like, it's like, sweet, if you wanted to make a I was going to say, it's like if you wanted to make a cucumber soda. And what a profound thing to say. And isn't it good that I have a podcast to talk on? But it really does just, it's this kind of half-assed, like cucumber water tastes like, you can taste actual, you know, you taste the full cucumber because there's cucumber in it. But this tastes like it tastes like if you cut off the leg of a cucumber and then like you took some clippings of its hair and then you threw that in, and it's like, yeah, it's cucumber. And it's like, this isn't cucumber. This is an abomination. But it's gross. It's way too sweet. And it has a... The cucumber flavor it has is a syrupy cucumber, which is not, cucumber is a very dry vegetable. It does not have a syrupy quality at all. So having this very syrupy, all of these have been so syrupy, and it's really to the detriment of the soda. But you know, when in doubt, add a lot of sugar. They probably don't know what they're doing, so they add sugar. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't realize this, but the bottle says "Y'all get your fixins" on the bottom.
Yes.
I think I'm having one of those Jeff heart attacks from soda from this.
I don't know. The cucumber, no, is not sitting well with me. I'm not a fan of this one at all.
Oh, you know what it is? It's actually just because I'm eating vegetables, Kevin. It's because I'm having corn and cucumbers. It's ruined. You know, my body's not used to it. You see what I did there?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah. That's. I feel like Jeff right now. No.
I'm gonna try this again. Yeah, it's just, I felt a chunk. I think there was a chunk in there that I tasted. I don't know. That can't be the case, but it did feel like it. It's not that bad, but it's just, it's okay. It's the uncanny valley. All of these sodas have this uncanny valley for a problem, or like the Mr. Hyde problem, where it just has this aura of monstrosity about it. It's like, it can taste however it wants, but it's just passing through this filter that's like gross. It's just like, it makes you feel gross, like mentally. Like, it feels like your body's being cursed or something. Like, there's something just against God about this or something. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it feels like, you know, some alien that sort of had a passing familiarity with human foods made these thinking we would enjoy them.
Yeah, this is, yeah, Lester's an alien. This is all like some weird alien scheme to try and find out if they can infiltrate our workforce and like beat out our entrepreneurs through competition. Whatever, let's end the show, Kevin. Should we have a final bit or something? I don't want to drink another soda. I think we're good there.
We could do a news time.
News time? Is that the news?
No, that was me getting a phone call.
That wasn't a sound effect.
No, that was me legitimately.
Shit, I wanted you to cue that again because that could have been a fun bit, but you know, even better. Okay, man. Remember, this is Jeff. This is on Jeff. All this is on Jeff. That Jeff. Phone call wouldn't have happened.
I was just thinking, like, statistically, there are going to be people who this is their first episode of this show they're listening to. And if that's you out there, please listen to a different one. We get better.
Okay, so, yeah. I wish we could isolate that and put it at the front of the episode. But again, I don't want to add to the editing. Okay, what were you doing? What were you doing?
I was going to play the news theme, so you can do like a news corner.
Let's hit it. Man, what a good song. Yes, that's right. It's the news time with Spencer with the news. Coming up on the 12 o'clock hour, it looks like the Nazis are at it again. Oh boy, Kevin, it looks like they are at it. What have the Nazis been doing? Madison Cawthorn essentially just retread all this big lie shit where he was like, yeah, we should do another insurrection at the Capitol. That's good. Everybody come do that again. That was good. I liked it. Bring guns or something. So that's not good. There really are the Nazis. What else? What else are the Nazis? Texas Republicans have just signed this sort of weird law creating a bounty system for abortions where it like illegalized abortions after 6 weeks. But the way it does it, it's not just illegalized. It's like you could win money by turning in women or something, which is like insanity. I wish I knew more. I don't want to make light of it because it's just truly horrifying. But like, yeah, the idea that you can make money hating abortion is troubling. And the Senate, the Texas Republicans also signed a huge voter suppression bill into law in Texas. So Texas, bomb it out of existence. And that was Spencer with the news. What'd you do today, Kevin?
Went to work today. Had a new employee start, so I was getting him all set up with insurance and all the HR stuff. And that was most of my day, actually. What was your day about?
I got up. Left the house around 10, went looking for crows to feed. I've been trying to feed crows lately. I got a bag of peanuts, tossed peanuts at crows. Didn't find any crows. Went to a pet store, went to the weed store. Went driving around. I like this crow errand that I went took 1, 2. It took 3 hours. Like, it didn't take 3 hours. I was just driving around. But I was, like, driving around, going to the store, trying to find crows for, like, 3 fucking hours. Smoking weed, listen podcast. Then got home. I was going through my magic cards and watching American Dad. American Dad's so fucking funny. I'm on the second to last season. It's so good. Everyone should watch it. It's so good. It's so good. I was messing with my magic cards. Kevin texted me, and then that started this whole same event.
Can you explain that? Are you trying to like get a army of crows that follows you around? Or you
but I'd stop being much lower. Yeah, I just want to be friends with crows. I would my goal as I would write it, and I feel like 2 years ago, like last year, I think my New Year's resolution was to get crows to be my friends, but I don't think I really followed up on that. But yeah, I want crows to regard me as a friend. I want the reality I want is when a crow looks at me, he's like, oh, it's Spencer. You know, like that's the reaction I want. I don't necessarily want them to do my bidding, but I want to be like, oh, shit, it's that you give me the peanuts. You know, that's kind of my dream. And I think it's achievable.
Where did this dream start? Like, was there a moment in life where you were just like, I need a crow friend?
Where I live, there's just a ton of these crows, and I don't know if they're crows or ravens. I call them ravens most of the time, but most of the other people call them crows. So to blend in, I call them crows. But they're just like where I used to live in the mornings, like September's, like when school would start or whatever. There would just be hundreds and thousands that would be they would be on a migratory path or something. So they would kind of come, they'd hang out in our town, and then they'd move on like at like 11 a.m. or something. So, but there would be a bunch of them around in town, but in addition to that, a bunch of them, there would just be huge, you know, thousands, big flocks that would occasionally hang out. And I was just like, man, these guys are so fucking cool. They're just huge black birds, you know, they're fucking cool as hell. So, you know, I've always been interested in them, but I don't know. I don't love interacting with birds. Birds, you know, I don't want what humans have to offer. Are you kidding me? You know, we're not the sky. So I say, you know, humans, birds generally stay away from each other, but I'll feed some crows. We should have ended the show.
Have you seen those, you know, things where people have been training birds to like pick up trash, and if they drop it in the hole, they get food.
Yeah.
Like, the vending machine. That like nature, like, you know, us solving pollution through nature, or is that like basically creating little bird slaves?
I don't think we owe very much ethically to animals. You know, I think we should really focus our efforts on humans. And it's not like we can't. It's just like, I don't think there's a moral dilemma with a shark eating, like, you know, a smaller fish. And I don't think there's a, I think, you know, factory farming and a lot of stuff is, you know, is bad. But I think that it is cool to just use animals to help us. I think that's a moral stance. But yeah. But I don't think it's helping either. I think, you know, there's no scale. What would the scale of crows have to be to actually solve that problem? You know? But
yeah,
sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got anything else up your sleeve? I can't believe we went 50 minutes. That's stupid. We shouldn't have gone this long anyway. This is good. You know, this is making me feel like if we actually did some prep or something, we might actually be able to do a show without Jeff if we had to.
Yeah. We
imagine play a little D&D guest.
Oh yeah, you know, I've been wanting guests. I have a list of potential guests. We should.
Oh, nice. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, I would say let's talk about it off air, but I feel like we already checked our boxes. But yeah, I also it would be cool if I had more prep. We could have even done like a one player D&D or something. But I gotta think more about that because I think your character has an interesting past, and you could do like flashbacks to kind of like adventures in your past. You know, I think that could be like a cool kind of D&D avenue that we haven't explored. Could be interesting. Who knows?
That'd be awesome.
It could. Yeah. So, but yeah, you got any final thoughts? Parting words. What else? I listen to this podcast called This Is Important, and at the end they say, do you have any compliments, take backs, apologies, epic slams, and stuff like that?
I hope Jeff is well. I hope you're well. I hope all of our listeners are well. And I'm glad we did the show today.
Yeah. And I just got one epic slam. That's just your mom. Ha ha. Oh, holy shit. Oh, fuck. All right. Yeah, I'm glad we did too. I don't know. You know, I'm a big podcast fan. I know what it's like if a podcast doesn't have an episode. It's not fun. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't ruin your life, but it's like, I wanted to listen to it. It was Tuesday or whatever, you know. So I hope this is, you know, at least filling that void. But yeah, Kevin, you're not on social media. I mean, you are, but do you care about that? Do you have, we want to plug your social media or something?
I mean, I'm Kevin Day on Twitter, and I'm Whamma, WHAMMA on Instagram, but I don't post a lot, but you can follow me.
Yeah. Follow Kevin. Yeah. And, check out his work at Midway Games. yeah.
Very good okay. Work I did there.
Oh, I'm sure. No, it was foundational. He invented, Goro. Kevin was the body double. Kevin was the mocap body double for Goro. But yeah, okay.
It's hard to end a show, isn't it? My first day at Midway, I went into this literally was my very first day working at Midway. I went into John Tobias's office, who was one of the creators of Mortal Kombat. He was the lead artist and character designer, and he came up with all the backstory for all the Mortal Kombat characters and everything. And I was helping him with a problem on his computer. I went to slide his computer out, and I didn't completely notice this, but sitting on top of the big old tower computer that he had, you know, this was back in the 90s when computers were these giant desktop things, was the original Play Goro that wow. I knocked over the floor and broke. I thought I was getting fired my very first day. Like I like literally just like walked out, went back to my office, sat down and went, well, it was fun working here for a day.
And to be fair, you should have been.
Yeah. He came in 2 minutes later saying, hey, don't worry about it. I've knocked that off my computer a dozen times. I shouldn't put it there. I should have glued it together correctly. It really was not your fault. And he was the most gracious, nice person. I ended up working there for 5.5 years after that. But
that's yeah, nice.
I thought I got fired John, my very first day.
That's awesome. John Tobias.
Yep.
John Tobias.
Amazing artist.
You know, Tobias, if you say that backwards, that's Cybot, like Noob Cybot, one of the characters from the game Mortal Kombat that he made. What a coincidence. It's amazing
how that, yeah, total coincidence.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Okay, yeah, that happens pod on all the things. Email us, whatever. Maybe we'll charge you money. Give us money. Send us money. Kevin will have an address in the show notes to send us money. Just cash is fine. I'm Spencer. This is Kevin. Go with God or shit with Satan. I don't know.